This is Director Lori Duran with the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, welcoming you to the latest episode of Intelligence Unclassified, a podcast about counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and resiliency. Join us as we tap into local, national, and world-renowned experts to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and to give you a greater perspective on the current trends and challenges facing our great state. If this is your first time listening, we're happy to have you. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, njohsp.gov.
Welcome to NJOHSP Intelligence Unclassified Podcast. My name is Peter Brady. I'm an administrative analyst here at NJOHSP. I'm also the co-chair of the UAS subcommittee, which sits under the Domestic Security Preparedness Task Force. Today, I'll be talking with one of my co-chairs from the subcommittee on the recent launch of the New Jersey-centric drone dashboard, which promotes drone safety here in New Jersey. Sergeant Ward, who is from the state police, is a subject matter expert in the field of unmanned aircraft systems, drones, and counter UAS. Sergeant Ward, could you introduce yourself to our audience?
Now, Peter, thanks for having me here today. My name is Mike Ward. I'm a sergeant with the New Jersey State Police, currently assigned to the Aviation Bureau, where I've been working on developing policies and procedures for the state police as they pertain to drones, working with our partners in OHS&P and Department of Corrections since 2019 on a counter UAS task force, with a huge part of that is education and outreach.
Sergeant Ward, this project has been in the works for a while now. Can you explain what the dashboard is for the state police? For NJOHSP, it's a resource and a tool that can be utilized for a wide range of UAS operators, from beginner to commercial to government officials. Our office has seen an increase in suspicious UAS activity over the last few years that may be a result of careless or clueless drone operators. But we recognize that threat actors are utilizing this technology in terrorism-related activity. NJOHSP sees this dashboard as a way to tamp down those incidental drone incidents that make up a portion of our suspicious activity. What is it for the state police?
No, Peter, like you mentioned, it's a resource and tool. And beyond just the state police, I think law enforcement throughout New Jersey can lean on this dashboard as an educational resource that they can share with the public to help educate those hobbyist users when they're encountered at a mass gathering event, a parade, or whatnot. Peter, would you mind taking a moment to highlight some of the resources that are available on the dashboard?
Sure. The website highlights FAA regulations, drone safety guidelines, tips for responsible drone operation. It also provides weather information and maps indicating TFRs, temporary flight restrictions, to help drone operators avoid inadvertently flying in places they're not supposed to be, or creating a UAS incident that has to have law enforcement response. Sergeant Ward, why is it important that drone operators follow guidelines and regulations?
Well, drones are aircraft and they're flying in our airspace, and we need to ensure that operators are following the proper rules and regulations, because they can pose a significant risk to public safety and critical infrastructure if not followed properly. These safety guidelines and regulations help minimize risks and promote safe drone operations in our state.
And has law enforcement officers seen an increase in UAS incidents? And what role does law enforcement have in promoting safe operation?
Yes, we have. We've seen a large spike in interactions with drone operators at mass gathering events, around first responder activities, and even forest firefighting operations. So law enforcement's role at that time is to identify those operators and educate them. The website, which also has links to apps such as Before You Fly and other resources that FAA provides to ensure safe operation.
And Sergeant Ward, how can drone technology enhance public safety?
The biggest challenge we face with this emerging technology is how quickly it is developing and how quickly these commercial off-the-shelf drones can be purchased with increased payloads, increased flight times, and you know, whether it's a terrorist actor who's altering it for their missions the criminal actors who are using them to deliver drugs and other contraband into the prisons, or just your careless and clueless hobbyists that aren't aware of the regulations that surround you, the use of drones. And that's why this dashboard is so important, so that we can reach out to those hobbyists, educate them, make sure that they're registered and they've taken the online courses necessary to fly, and just keep them educated and help reduce the amount of drones in the airspace.
And Sergeant Ward, to your point, the dashboard does promote safe operation, whether you're a beginner, hobbyist, commercial operator, you know, flying for real estate pictures, or your government official, you know, fire, police, responding to a natural disaster or a man-made incident. This technology has great potential, but when used properly and used according with the laws and regulations that govern it. As we come to a conclusion today, I just want to thank Sergeant Ward for coming in and talking to us. And to report unusual drone activity or suspicious activity, please contact local law enforcement or NJOHSP's Counterterrorism Watch Desk at tips@njohsp.gov or 866-4-SAFE-NJ. Thank you.
The Unmanned Aircraft Systems Dashboard can be found at njohsp.gov/UAS or under the Resources Risk Management tab of our website, njohsp.gov.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website, njohsp.gov. If you'd like to pitch an idea for a future episode, email us at communications@njohsp.gov. Thanks again for joining us, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.